Christ's Work and Our Work, May 31. Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It may be surprising to some that Christ's work was not extended to the heathen nations, that it was confined in so small a circumference. But the heathen nations were not prepared for his work. And had he devoted his time to the conversion of the Gentile world, he would have closed the door whereby he could bear his message to the Jewish nation. Frequently the people of other nations came to Christ to be healed, or to make some request for their relatives or friends. These people represented the great human family, who knew not God or the truth, but who felt a soul longing for something they had not. All who came to Christ listened to his instruction, and as they heard the word of truth, they were deeply impressed. In speaking words of hope to those weary, unsatisfied souls, in healing the infirmities of those who came to him, Christ was setting an example to be practiced from one end of the world to another. He was speaking and acting for humanity at large. Although generation after generation would pass away, his lessons of practical service would be given by his witnesses. He was to ascend to heaven, but his work was to be carried forward with greater power than before, because he and his Father would cooperate in doing greater things for his people than they had seen while he was among them. We are to work while it is day, for the night cometh, in which no man can work. Our life is represented as a day, and when our work is ended, when the worker ceases his busy activity, the work does not cease. Others take it up. Though the human agents pass away, the work of Christ does not cease, but goes on, each worker doing God's service by working as Christ worked. We often feel that in the work of God there are great interests to be handled that we are unable to touch. We seem bound about. Let us remember that Christ's work while on earth was confined to a narrow compass. Yet multitudes from all parts of the world heard his lessons. He was giving his message to those who would afterwards become his disciples. Christ worked out before his disciples and the world the perfect example of true religion. And when men realize the importance of showing patience, sympathy, and regard for the souls of men, nigh and afar off, Christ will be revealed in his followers. The work of Christ,